Shalom to all. Today's office bomb at Daf Nun Zayin, and we are starting about the third line with the words Amar Rava. And today's office sponsor Lilu Nishmas Maris Miriam Sarabas Biakav Maisha Her Neshama Should Have an Aliyah and Lilu Nishmas Rabbi Yosef Yantav Rav Asher Anshul His Neshama Should Have an Aliyah. And we go back to talking about the things that our Mishnah had excluded from Aina. So the Gemara tells us Amar Rava Amar Rav Chasa. Rava says the name Rav Chasa by Rav Ami asks the following question: Aina in Lahem. These things mentioned in our Mishnah are not subject to the din of Aina. However, Bittul Mekach Yeshalhem or in Lahem. Do they have the din of Bittul Mekach or no? Now over here we're not actually working within the framework of Aina. We're just borrowing the term Bittul Mekach from the general discussion of Aina. And over here, Bittul Mekach really means Mekach Tos, that the whole sale would be canceled. In other words, the question is as follows. Do we say that if the mistaken pricing is more than a sixth, we would just call it a Mekach Tos because that's beyond the normal range of pricing mistakes? And we would say this Bittul Mekach even on things mentioned in our Mishnah? Or on the other hand, perhaps we would only say Mekach Tos when there's a real mistake in the thing being sold. For example, not enough was delivered or the product given wasn't the one described in the sale, but a pricing issue maybe it's simply called Aina, and as we said, these things in the Mishnah are excluded from Aina. Rav Nachman tells us, Hadar Amar Rav Chasa went back and said, Pashat Rav Ami, the Rav Ami explained, Aina in Lahem, Bittul Mekach Yesh Lahem, that they're not subject to the regular dinim of Aina. However, if the mistake was more than a sixth, we will say Bittul Mekach. The Gemara continues, now with the Machlaikas, Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yirmiyah, what Rabbi Yochanan's statement was regarding the following. Rabbi Yonah Amar Rabbi Yonah says, Ahekdeshas. Rabbi Yochanan's statement was about Hekdesh. Rabbi Yirmiyah says, Akarkois. His statement was about Karka, which Rabbi Mishmed Rabbi Yochanan Amru. As we just said, they both said this in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Aina in lahem Bittul Mekach Yeshalhen. This thing does not have a din of Aina, but it does have a din of Bittul Mekach if the mistake is more than a sixth. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan holds in Shitas Rabbi Yochanan that if there's a mistake of more than a sixth in regards to Hekdesh, meaning if someone redeems Hekdesh by mistaken pricing more than a sixth, there's Bittul Mekach. Whereas Rabbi Yirmiyah holds that this applies to Karka. If Karka was sold more than a sixth of its value, then we would say Bittul Mekach. And further explaining, Madamar Hekdesha is Kosh Kanekakais, the one that holds that this din applies to Hekdesh, for sure holds that it applies to Karka. However, Madamar Kais, one that holds that it applies to Karka, Aval Hekdesha is Loi. He would not say that it applies to Hekdesh. And that's because as follows. The reason there's Bittul by a Hedyot, by two people just being involved in regular sale of Metaltolin, is because the pricing issue is attributed to mistake on the seller's part, and therefore we say there's Bittul. But when dealing with Hekdesh, we would not say that the seller, which is really Hashem, made a mistake. And therefore, even if we say that there's Bittul Mekach by Karka, we would not say that there's Bittul Mekach by Hekdesh. However, if we're going to say there's Bittul Mekach by Hekdesh, of course we would say there's by Karka, because again, it's less mistaber to say by Hekdesh, and if you're going to apply it by Hekdesh, you would also apply it to Karka. And this is Kiddush Shmuel, just like Shmuel. Damar Shmuel says, Hekdesh of mana shechal shava pruta. Hekdesh was worth a whole money. That's a lot of money. And he was mechalit on a shava pruta, and on a tiny little coin, mecholol. It's 100% mecholol. And so we see that there's no Bittul Mekach by Hekdesh. And we continue with this Tanhos information over there. Imai Kiddush Balmum. We have an animal which was Kiddush. It was designated as a carbon, but it was a Balmum. It had a blemish, and it can't be brought as a carbon. And so he did a Timura. He exchanged this animal for a different one, but the one that took on the Kedusha was of lesser value than the original one. Yatzal Chulin, the one that's a Baal Mum, goes out to Chulin, meaning the Timura, the exchange works. However, if it's our classes Loidomim, he has to make up the difference in value. Now, Rabbi Yechon comments on this Mishnah by saying, Yatzal Chulin Dvar Torah, Midai Raisa, it's a valid Chilul, it's a valid exchange. However, if it's our classes Loidomim, Midivrayim, he only has to make up the difference in value, Midrabanon. Rish Lakish says, Avtzar classes Loidomim Midai Torah, he even has to make up the difference in value, Midai Raisa. The Gemara asks, Maiskinon, what are we talking about over here? Elim, if you want to say, Bechdei Aina, that the difference in value between the original animal and the new one is exactly a sixth. Over here, Rish Lakish says that midai raisa has to make up the difference in value. Vatanan, we have a Mishnah that says ilu dvarim she'elam ayna. These are the things that don't have ayna. Hakar kais va'avadim va'shtaris va'hekdeshos. And so we see that hekdesh doesn't have the din of ayna. So how could Rish Lakish say that if the difference between the first animal, the original one, and the new one is a sixth, there's a chiv midai raisa to make up that amount? That's not true. Ella, rather, you want to say that Bittul Mekach, we're talking about there's a mistake in more than a sixth. Well, that also doesn't make sense because mahalim or Rabbi Yochanan. In this case, Rabbi Yochanan would say that we only have to make the difference in pricing midrabanan. From Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan had quoted Rabbi Yochanan saying a hekdeshais. Rabbi Yirmiyah had said Rabbi Yochanan holds akar kais and utshuvai mishmid Rabbi Yochanan amri. Both of them said this in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that I know ain lahem Bittul Mekach yash lahem. There's no din of I know, but there is a din of Bittul Mekach. So how could Rabbi Yochanan say that if the difference in pricing between animal one and animal two is more than a sixth, he only has to make up that difference midrabanan? What do you mean? Rabbi Yochanan himself is quoted saying that there's Bittul Mekach. So my answer is you're right. La'ilam Bittul Mekach. Really, the difference in pricing between the first and second animals was more than a sixth. And ve'ebach Rabbi Yochanan l'Rish Lakish is Rish Lakish l'Rabbi Yochanan. We have to switch around the shitas. Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish and Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. So b'makom lefgi, what do they argue about? But the Shmuel, they're arguing shitas Shmuel. Darma Shmuel, we had just quoted Shmuel previously saying hekdesh shava mana shechol shava bruta. If we have an item of hekdesh that's worth the whole money and he's mechalel on just the shava bruta mecholol, it's 100% mecholol. So mar islay the Shmuel, umar lesay the Shmuel. One man d'amar holds a Shmuel, the other man d'amar doesn't hold a Shmuel. Meaning the man d'amar that this price surprising discrepancy between the first and second animals only has to be made up mid-derabanan, he holds like Shmuel. The other one that holds it has to be made up mid-dairaisa doesn't hold a Shmuel. By the same alternative, we could say, Dukoli alma islu de Shmuel. Really, everyone holds a Shmuel. V'hacha v'hacha mevlegi over here, what's machalik as? Marsav shechiloi in lechatchiloi. One holds only if he was machalit, then would work b'di'eved. But lechatchilo, he's not allowed to be machalit. Whereas the master of the other madam holds, afil lechatchilo, even lechatchilo, one's allowed to be machal a very expensive hektish thing onto something worth much less. You might say, alternatively, we have a totally different understanding of Shitas Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Really, when we're saying that there's a pricing discrepancy between the first animal and the second one, it was b'chidei ayna. It was exactly a sixth. Originally, we had fallen off of that, and now we're saying that no, the difference is ayna. V'lay tepach, and we don't have to switch around Shitas Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. With Rav Chisda Kamiflegi, they're arguing Shitas Rav Chisda. Dam Rav Chisda holds, ma'ein lehem ayna. What does that mean, ein lehem ayna? Meaning, when we say in the Mishnah that hektish doesn't have ayna, it means ein on b'tayras ayna. It's not an entire discussion of ayna. That even if the mistake is less than a sixth, or chayzer, the whole pinion of the hektish is batal, and it goes back to hektish. And that's what we mean, ein lahem ayna. They're much more machmir with hektish than we are with a regular case of ayna. Now, the Gemara asks, basically, we have a brass that tells us, ribbis vayna la hedyet, ve'ein ribbis vayna la hektish. There's ribbis and ayna when we're dealing with hedyet, which is regular people being involved in a sale, but there's no ribbis and ayna when we're dealing with hektish. And it's much more like we understood originally that if there's an issue of a sixth when we're dealing with pinion of hektish, there's no din ayna there. In other words, we're making well, not that we're machmir like Rav Chisda. So Gemara asks, Mi'alim Masnisin, is this Braisa any stronger than our Mishnah? Do Kimna B'Tayras Ayna? We explain that our Mishnah is talking about Tayras Ayna, meaning that's how Rav Chisda understands our Mishnah. Achinami Soto over here, this is a way to understand the Braisa and Shitas Rav Chisda, Ribbis V'din Ayna L'Hedit, V'ein Ribbis V'din Ayna L'Hektish. There's only issues of Ribbis and the whole concept of Ayna when dealing with a Hedit, but there's no Ribbis or the concept of all of Ayna when dealing with Hektish. As we see, we can fit Shitas Rav Chisda into the Braisa as well, that we're more chamor with Hektish when it comes to Ayna. Ask Gemara Yachiv, if that's really so, how do we understand the safe of this braisa? This is a chumra that we have by hedyet over hektish. But if you're explaining the braisa like we just did in Shitas Rav Chisda, the braisa is actually telling us a chumra by hektish over hedyet and not the other way around. The answer is no problem. A ribbis, this safe of the braisa that tells us is only talking about ribbis. In other words, we have ribbis issues by hedyotis and not by hektish, and that's a kula by hektish. But when dealing with ayna, we're actually more machmir with hektish than by hedyet. As Gemara, so fine, let's see nami zechayim behektish and behedyet. Ayna. Why doesn't the Braisa also say that this is a chumra that we find by hektish over hedyet when dealing with ayna? In other words, the Braisa should speak out both. That we have a chumra by hedyet over hektish, that's by ribbis, and then we have a chumra by hektish over hedyet, and that's by ayna. The Gemara says, Hachiyash, is that really so? We can't do that. Bishlam is a chumra by hedyet and hektish v'sulay. It makes sense to say that this is a chumra we have by hedyetis over hektish, and no more than that, because it's the only chumra that we have by hedyetis over hektish. El hektish, but in regards to hektish, what are we going to say? Zechaymer v'sulay, that this is a chumra that we have by hektish over hedyet, and that's mashma that there's no more? What are you talking about? There's tons of chumras that hektish has over hedyet, and therefore it's more mastaber for the braisa to just say that this happens to be a chumra by hedyet over hektish, and that's a very unique situation, because usually hektish is more chumra than hedyet, as opposed to the other way around. And now we clarify this understanding of the braisa, ribbis the hektish hechidami. What exactly is a case of ribbis by hektish? What does it mean, interest in regards to hektish? Even if you want to say, the gizbar, the gabi of hektish, took $100 belonging to hektish, and he lent it to somebody else with the stipulation the fellow has to pay back 120 balay mala gizbar. The gizbar is over me'ila. By taking Hektish's money and lending it to somebody else, he's using it for his own purpose, batsim. He's not allowed to do that. V'kivin shemal gizbar, and the moment the gizbar is over me'ila, yatsu ma'isav l'chulin, this money automatically becomes chulin, bavlu de hedyet. And now this whole transaction between the gizbar and this other person is just considered a regular loan in between two regular people. It's not considered a Hektish transaction. And of course, there's an isser of ribbis there. So Rav Ishai, answers, and what are we talking about over here when we say ribbis by hektish? Kigon shekibel al v'sapek sasis ma'arba, where a person accepted upon himself that he's going to supply fine flour to the Beis HaMikdash at a cost of 4 saw per sela, v'amdu mishalosh, and then they went up in value at 3 saw per sela, he still has to supply 4 saw per sela, and that's not considered ribbis. Ketanyu of Brasa, it says, I'm a kabel al v'sapek sasis ma'arba, someone who accepts upon himself that he's going to supply hektish with flour at 4 saw per sela, v'amdu mishalosh, and now flour went up, and it's 3 saw per sela, m'sapek ma'arba, he has to give at 4 saw per sela, like originally agreed upon. However, it's not the same the other way around. Mishalosh v'amdu me'arba, if he accepted upon himself that he's going to give 3 saw per sela, and now the price went down and it's 4 saw per sela, misavik me'arba, he has to give 4 saw per sela. Shad hektish al yoyna, hektish always has the upper hand. And in these situations, it's not considered ribbis. Whereas our Papa Amar Papa gives a different answer. Over here, we're talking about building stones that were given over to the Gizbar. Like what Shmuel says, Shmuel says, that when the Beis HaMikdash is building, first they build with stones that do not have Kedusha, that's what it means, Bechal, and afterwards they're Makdash them. And that's because if they build with stones that have Hakdash, one of the workers or one of the other people around might end up being Ivar Me'ila, using them for their own purpose, and therefore if someone donates stones or money for stones for building for the Beis HaMikdash, they remain Chulin and only afterwards become Hakdash. And so over here, we're actually talking about Halva, where the Gizbar took stones belonging to Hektish and lent them to somebody else on condition that he gets more back. And that's what we're going to say, there's no issue of Rebis. And there's also no issue of Me'ila, because again, as we just explained in Shita Shmuel, they're not considered Kadosh yet. And continue to explain the Mishnah, we had said, in Ben Tashlumei Kefel, then when we're dealing with all these things mentioned in the Mishnah, not only is there no Isser of Me'ila, there's also no Chiv of Kefel. If someone steals them, he doesn't have to pay double. The Gemara's Manani Mili, how do we know this? And now we're going to have a Drasha, which is going to be very similar throughout the remaining Gemara for today. Tanar Abban, the Braisu says, I'll call Dvar Pesha in regard to any Pesha, and this is talking about the Chiv to pay Kefel, and Klal, that's a generalization. When we say Kol Dvar Pesha, that's talking about everything. Mashma, that one would have to pay Kefel for everything. But then the Pasuk says, Al Shor, Al Chamor, Al Se, Al Salma, for an ox, donkey, sheep, or garment, Prat, in that specification. Mashma, that it's only for these things one would have to pay Kefel. Then the Pasuk says, Al Kol Aveda, Asher Yoymar, in regards to any Aveda, that a person says, that's mine, and you stole it. So Chazver Kalal, that's once again a generalization. And so what do we have here? Klalu Pratu Klal, we have first have a generalization, a specification, and then a generalization. Again, Yatadon Elokeinu Prat, the only things that are included in what the Pasuk is talking about are things that are similar to the Prat, namely things that are similar to what's specifically mentioned in the Pasuk. And what do we say? Ma Prat refers to Ramatatav Gufay Mamain, just like all the things that are mentioned in the Pasuk, they're movable and they themselves are worth money. I've called Ramatatav Gufay Mamain, so too, one would only be Chayav Kefel for stealing something that's Metaltal and Gufay Mamain. Yatsuka Kris, Jane Metaltalin, that excludes Karka, it's not Metaltalin, it's Karka. Yatsu Avadim Shokshil Kakris, that excludes Avadim because they are compared to Karka, and Yatsu Shtars, that excludes Shars, Shafishim. Metaltalin, even though it is metaltalin, in gufan mamain, the shtar itself is not worth any money. It's just a piece of paper that's valueless. It's really the words that are written in the shtar that are worth money. And hekdeshes, and really the hekdesh is excluded because Amar the pasuk says re'ehu, and that tells us re'ehu v'loy hekdesh. Only when a person steals from his friend is he chayv kefel, but not when he steals from hekdesh. Furthermore, explaining the mission, we said v'loy tashlumi dalad v'hei. He's also not chayv dalad v'hei. Asking more my time, why is that? Well, that's because tashlumi dalad v'hei rachmana v'loy tashlumi shloish v'arba. The Torah talks about dalad v'hei and not three or four. Namely, the pasuk tells us that if a person steals a sheep or cow, and then he shechts it or sells it, so he has to pay dalad v'hei. But the dalad v'hei is not just four or five times that which he shechted or stole. It's actually broken up into two separate payments. He's first paying kefel for stealing it, and then he's paying three or four for shechting or selling it, for a total of four or five. But since we just explained, these things are not included in kefel, because they wouldn't be paying the kefel part of dalad v'hei, and that means that sacha kol, the payment would be three or four, and the Torah doesn't talk about three or four, it talks about four or five, and therefore they're excluded from the payment of dalad v'hei. Continuing on, we had said in the Mishnah, Shem Rechinam Einu Nishba, that Shem Rechinam does not make a shvu about these things. Ask the Gemara Manani Mili, how do we know this? Yitan Rabbanan, because we have a brisa. So once again, we're going to have Klal Pratu Klal. The Pasuk tells us, Kitin Ishal Rieyu, when a person gives something to his friend, this is talking about a Shem Rechinam, Klal, that's a generalization. It's Mashma, if he gives anything to his friend as a Shem Rechinam, the Shem Rechinam would have to swear. But then the Pasuk says, Kesav Kalim, Prat, in that specification, Mashma, only if he gives Kesav Kalim and not anything else. And then the Pasuk tells us, and this is the proper girsa, Lishmar, to watch, Chaz V'Kal, that's once again a generalization. Klal Pratu Klal, we have a generalization, a specification, and a generalization after that, Yatadon Elokeinu Prat. The only things that are included in what the Pasuk is talking about are things that are similar to the Prat. Ma Prat refers to Davra Metaltav Gufay Mamain, just like the things that are mentioned in the Pasuk, namely Kesver Kalim. There's a Metaltalin, they're movable, and they themselves are worth money. Afkal Davra Metaltav Gufay Mamain. So too, other things that would be included in the Pasuk are only things that are movable, and they themselves are worth money. Yatsu Karkais, Jain Metaltalin, that excludes Karka, which is not Metaltalin. Yatsu Avadim Shokshila Karkais, that excludes Avadim, that are compared to Karka. Yatsu Shtaris, Shalfabisha Metaltalin, Ein Gufan Mamain, that excludes Shtars, that even though they themselves are Metaltalin, the Shtar itself is not worth money. Again, only thing that's written in the Shtar is worth money. Hekdeshais, and why is Hekdesh excluded? Because Amar Kratla Pasuk says, Re'ehu, a person's friend, Re'ehu Vlashal Hekdesh. That tells us this only applies to two people and not to Hekdesh, because Hekdesh is not called your friend. And continuing on, the Mishnah said, Nosei Sachar Ein Mishalim, that if we're talking about a Shomer Sachar watching any of these things and something happens, he doesn't have to pay. And we say, Minan Amili, how do we know this? The Tanur Bun, because we have another Brisa that tells us, Kitin Ishal Re'ehu, if a person gives to his friend, and once again, Klal, we have a generalization here. Mashma, that if he gives anything to his friend, and his friend is a Shomer Sachar, he would have to pay. But then the Pasuk says, Chamor, Oishar, Oiseh, a donkey, ox, or sheep, and Prat, that's specification. Then the Pasuk tells us, V'chol behema lishmar, any behema to watch. Mazav Kalal, that's once again a generalization. And so here we have Klal Pratu Klal, a generalization, then a specification, then a generalization again, and yet don't allocate a Prat. We're only going to include things that are similar to the Prat. Ma Prat Mefarish Davar Metaltav Guf HaMamayin, just like the Prat, the specification, Chamor Shor said, these are things that are metaltal, they're movables, and they themselves have value. Av Kol Davar Metaltav Guf HaMamayin, so too, other things as well that are included in the Pasuk have to be Metaltav Guf HaMamayin. Yatzuk HaKayiz She'ein Metaltalin, that excludes Karka, which is not Metaltalin. Yatzuk Avadim Shok Shel HaKayiz, that excludes Avadim, which are compared to Karka, and Yatzuk Shtaris, Shalf Pishim Metaltalin, that excludes Shtaris, that even though they are Metaltalin, in Guf HaMamayin, the Shtar itself is not worth any money. And Hekdeshais, why is that excluded? Amakra, the Pasuk says, Re'ehu, and we learn the Re'ehu, V'loi Shel Hekdesh. It's only when we're discussing Re'ehu and not something belonging to Hekdesh. And those are our explanations. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to talk about Shem Rechinim and Shem Resachar. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.